Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Yisro Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our eighth installment on the final three brachos of Shmona Esrei. We ended off yesterday talking about the idea, the Nisecha Shabcho Yom Imanu, God's miracles that are with us every day. We quoted Rav Schwab saying that this refers to the hidden miracles. This is something we've spoken about before, certainly in Shul, maybe even on another recording. But I think it bears repeating. I've heard it quoted different places. Forgive me, I don't remember to whom to attribute it. But there's a lovely suggestion that's floated around much of Klal Yisrael of making it one's business once a day, once a week, once a tefillah, whatever it is, that when someone periodically says the bracha of Modim, before they say the bracha, they should pause for a moment and they should make a list for themselves of five things in their life for which they're so grateful to God. And if a person is really emotionally plugged into this, it will actually vary based on what's going on in their life. You know, thank God we're so blessed. We're so blessed. And it's so easy to take it all for granted. You know, those of us who have loved ones in our life, maybe their children, maybe their spouses, that we found our spouses. The famous quote from the Gemara that it's difficult to make matches like the splitting of the sea. It's great for Sheva Brachos and Vort Divrei Torah, but think about it. My gosh, so that means if I were to have lived through the splitting of the sea, how grateful would I be to God? How could I ever walk by that sea and not think about it? When was the last time We paused for a moment and said, you know, I have such a special spouse. And God, thank you so much for giving me this person, for bringing me close to this person, helping me find this person. I really hope my wife listens to this one. But, you know, how many times in at a simcha, Baruch Hashem, the day of this recording, I was at a lovely bris earlier today. Not the day that you're hearing it, but the day it's being recorded. I was at a lovely bris, and I heard a very special father get up and talk about the great miracles that he's been given. And he meant it, and he's right. How many times after the bris, and maybe the bar or bat mitzvah, how many times in between do we take a step back and say, my gosh, look at this bundle of life that God has entrusted to me. How did I get this, and why did I deserve this? If we have the good fortune to be married, to have children, how many of us have real, true, good friends in our lives that we can really count on? That's not a blessing. How many of us, if we look at it in an objective way, are extremely fortunate to hold the positions and jobs that we have? Whether it be because of the income level, whether it be because the level of satisfaction. It goes on and on and on and on. How many of us are different people because of the community in which we find ourselves, because of the people who we're friends with? So it should always be on a dime. It should be a person that could close their eyes and give thanks to God for five things. It would be a beautiful thing. Again, a person has to figure out what works for them. But maybe at some point, again, maybe even just once a week, before the modem, to just think about things that we're really grateful for. I mean, that's the neshama of this bracha. The words of the bracha, we're pretty good at saying the words. Do we plug into the neshama of the bracha? Maybe along those lines, I want to mention a comment from Rav Hirsch on the next phrase. We say, and on your wonders and on your goodnesses that are with us at all times. What are we saying when we say that? Rav Hirsch says that what we're saying is we recognize that everything that happens in our lives is good. Bechol eis, at all moments, not just the things that we perceive as being good. It's all part of God's plan. And if it's part of God's plan, it by definition is good. Let me clarify. Good does not mean we're going to be happy that it happened necessarily. Good means there's a purpose for it. And the purpose has to do with our growing as people and meeting challenges and maybe sometimes even being punished for things that we did incorrectly. But the punishment is in itself an atonement. And the punishment in its own way is probably an opportunity for us to grow. So everything from him is good. The famous Gemara, the same way that we make a bracha on bad things in our life, we need to make a bracha. I'm sorry, the same way we make a bracha on good things in our life, we need to make a bracha on bad things in our life. Because it's all from God. And if it's all from God, it by definition is good. Thanks very much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.